guys, it's Tat, and welcome back to Dearest Geeks. Today, we have two special guests, Katja.
What's up, motherfuckers?
And our friend Dio.
Friend?
Hi. Hi, Dio.
Is How are friend? You doing? Question mark?
Dio, tell us about yourself. I know Katja.
So, for starters, hi, I'm Lightwear 13 all over the internet. I'm also an article writer for All Geeks Geek. I've been an article writer for almost a year at this point, but I've been part of the AOG community for I think a whole year. I do articles. I'm gonna do more stuff with All Geeks Geek in the future, and hopefully my own personal projects too down the line, which involve music and stuff.
What can you tell the people about All Ages of Geek?
I don't want to get all like sappy and all that stuff, but I guess the best way to describe it is it's the community that I honestly am glad that I found, because there was like so much shit going on in my life in 2019 that like I need to find like that escape where it's like I just need to find a group of friends that I could just like vent to, or like, you know, just like a group of people that understands me. And then when I found this group, like the thing is with Discord groups is that I eventually like slowly like go quiet, but it was like something about All Ages of Geek just made me stick around
to
the point where I became an article writer and then a geek on Patreon. It just made me go, yeah, I'm glad I'm with this bunch of this group of misfits.
Yep.
So Katja,
what the fuck?
Where can the people find the Discord for All Ages of Geek?
Patreon.com/AllAgesGeek.
One more time.
Patreon.com/AllAgesOfGeek. You guys can actually access the Discord for $1 to get access to the freshman and sophomore section. But the more that you upgrade, the more that you get.
So today, we're going to be talking about high school, the dreaded high school.
I was homeschooled.
Katja was homeschooled. I wasn't.
Explains
but
a lot.
Me either.
We're going to talk about teenage years and all the awkward stories that we have about being a teenager.
I was a freak.
Dio.
What? That makes contact.
Me? I'll tell you, but you got to go first. You got to share your
Dio.
Shit first, man.
tell the people, how old are you?
Hell, I'll take you
I think in the entire team of All Ages Geek, I think I'm still the youngest at 20 years old. I joined when I was literally 19.
Boop, 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 boop.
Born in 2000.
Boop, 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 boop. You're a baby.
So you were a teenager a year ago. Do you feel anything changed since you turned 20?
Honestly, for me, I still believe I'm in my... Because I consider 20 as like that transitional year where it's like you're still technically a teenager, but you're also an adult.
What's it like being a zoomer?
A zoomer.
I could say without a doubt, I'm glad I'm not a millennial in some ways.
Bitch!
Attack.
But being a zoomer, I don't know. It's like because I was born like literally when the new year, like the new millennium began.
Yeah.
Wait, Dio, what's your birthday?
The 28th of January.
So,
wait, are you a Capricorn?
No,
man, I'm an Aquarius.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
Yeah, so and ironically, my birthday actually falls on a Patreon day, so that would be cool.
Oh, yes,
happy birthday.
Yeah, and I'll be
all day
Dio
day.
So
yeah, you know what that means.
A lot of drinking, probably.
And cake. Drinking and cake.
Drinking and cake, yes.
We have to be there for your first drink. Tete.
Hold on.
She's here, though. She can't hear you, though. So we can talk shit about that.
No, actually, before this pandemic kind of ruined my plans for the future, I actually wanted to do, like, a party or some sort for my 21st birthday. Like, I was like, how cool would it be if, like, I invited, like, Kat, Tat, Matt, and, like, the East Coast, and we just go bowling or something for my 21st
birthday. Hey, we can do it virtually if needed.
Yeah.
Can we do bowling?
Yeah! Let's fucking do it, man!
Listen to the Wii music.
Whip, 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 whip. We're getting off on a tangent, so.
Anyway, to get back on track, Dio, what kind of advice would you wanted to hear back when you were a teenager?
It's gonna be a long, because when you become, you pretty much become a teenager when you're 13, but yeah. Like the preteen years are always rough too.
Oh yeah.
So I'd say like you're gonna be in for a long like decade.
Mm-hmm.
And because really when I was a teenager, I hated a lot of people. Like I was that kind of teenager where I hated everyone and everything. And I did not want anyone to talk to me. Like especially in middle school. And a running gag kind of is that I never like talking about my middle school years.
Yeah.
And I don't, because that was my preteen years.
Yeah.
But there was so much I hated about middle school, from the bullying and a lot of the abuse that I had to go through, a lot of the fights and the mental instability that I was going through in middle school for 3 years of my life. There was really no escape from that for so many years. And even though I went to a choir, it still had like a following there, because there was times where I felt like I was being underutilized or not treated correctly, or you know, I was always being left out. So it was like, eventually when I started going to high school, that's where the phase of basically fuck everyone in this world, I'm gonna die and hate everybody.
That
phase was pretty intense, and eventually I started to slowly grow out of it, luckily. But yeah, if there was an advice I wish I would have heard, was, you know, it's gonna be rough, and I'm gonna be going through a lot of emotions that when I get older, I'm gonna realize that I have a lot of regrets, and I have a lot of regrets, admittedly, from not admitting my problems and also not admitting my mistakes. Those were like the two main things that I feel like I wish I had advice on when I was a teenager, because it was really, really tough trying to understand like why I thought the way I did.
Yeah.
And like with a lot of like relationships that have fallen apart since then.
Like middle school, fuck middle school. I think
I feel like everyone. That's when I feel like everyone
transition
is
in
like,
your life when you're like, hey, everything. It's like you're not a kid anymore, so. You gotta realize it's like you still consider yourself a kid, but at the same time you're starting to learn about other shit, and it screws you up mentally big time.
The thing about middle school though is like there's like the people who hit puberty, they're like they're like tall and they seem like they have their lives together. Yeah. And then there's the other people who are like the late bloomers who are still like, I want to say immature, because I feel like everyone is immature in middle school, but it's just like, it's just like an awkward mix of like, I don't know where I fit in.
And then it's like, that's kind of when society plays its part, where it's like, hey, we're going to have this group of people hanging out with each other, and then this group of people over here who are the nerds and the geeks. It's like, you really learn about how society works when you go to middle school.
I only had one friend that, well, I had like a small nucleus of friends. The only friend that I consider a friend to this day, I'm gonna tell him this because I'm gonna shout him out. Victor Walker, Jr. He's been my friend to this day for 14 years. And he's been my friend since elementary school, because we live in the same neighborhood. We went to the same elementary school, same middle school, same high school. He has been basically my, like, someone I've known for many years. He's got my back throughout a lot of things. I've had his, you know, I've always gone to him whenever shit went south with me, and when things went south with him. And you know, I've been his friend for 14 years, he's been mine, and you know, that's a bond that's hard to break. Like he's been like my true friend.
That's so sweet.
Do you think that he helped you through like basically everything for middle school?
Unfortunately for middle school, we actually were separated because our schools were in the same building. It was one of those schools where we were in the same building but different schools. But you know, anytime it was like after school and he was around the neighborhood, we'd hang out a bit. So unfortunately, whenever he would bring his friends whenever like things get a little nasty with me, like he had my back, but that also caused a school war. Luckily he took the well, he didn't take the fall, but like some people took the fall for him or something like that. But you know, when things got ugly, like he always like had my back.
I think I like one thing, my biggest advice to everyone, and I preach this, is if you have friends, it doesn't matter how many friends you have, because I was the person who was like, I need to have a lot of friends, but I ended up with shitty people. Not to sound mean, but
you ended
up
with fuck gods,
okay,
man.
Let her
they
say it.
Fucked you up.
And it's really quality over quantity when it comes to friendship. Because now I'm in this phase of my life where I'm just like, if you want to be in my life, you're going to stick around because we're true friends. I'm not really chasing people anymore like I used to, because I was the type of person who was like, if I don't have 10 friends, I'm nothing.
Dude, no.
But now it's like if you have one good friend, that's all that really matters. So like your friend was that quality for you.
My advice would be you go through your awkward stage from 12 to 29. Luckily in my case, luckily for me, it's 12 to 26. So it's like once you get older, you start being like, oh, all these little shits that bother me.
It's like,
fuck? Like, you go through these phases in your life, you're like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, why did this bother me? Why was I around these people? Like, luckily for me, I was homeschooled, and I hardly had that many friends, because I was like, I don't want to deal with people.
Yeah, but I feel like you dealt with it secondhand because of me. Kasia would get so mad at me.
Yeah.
When I would hang out with these people, she'd be like, I don't get it. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? You're like,
back then, I didn't understand it because I was so in my own head. Like, oh, she doesn't know what she's saying. These people really care about me. But they didn't. And then I learned, okay, it's really quality over quantity.
Yeah. I actually have one of the rules that I had for myself through high school was I basically, because, again, I had the attitude of, I don't give a shit about anybody. I'm just gonna focus on myself. And me, I basically went through that narcissistic, nihilistic attitude. But I also went through that. I still am kind of going through that phase. But I went through the whole lone wolf phase throughout all of high school.
Mm-hmm.
But the weird thing was that I somehow, I guess because I joined the school band and became a bass player, I did not want friends. But then I started getting them I guess because, like, I somehow started getting popular because I was in the school band, because I played bass. And, you know, when that time started, like, the ball was getting rolling, and I started, you know, gathering, like, you know, small cliques or, like, group of friends, and then it became, like, the whole senior class knew me. It was, like, this is a weird feeling, because I remember starting high school, being in JROTC, I was like, I care about nobody but myself, and I want this whole world to burn. And then next thing I'm at JROTC, and I'm like, I hate rules.
Yeah. Oh,
and then I became the rebellious.
Yeah.
I went from emo to nihilistic to lonely.
I was emo.
And look, it's okay. Okay, so for me, let's see here. Sixth grade, I was fine. Seventh grade, it was the worst. Seventh grade, I made my hair look like it was a helicopter. I cut it myself. I cut my bangs extremely short. I wore, like, makeup down to the wazoo. It was bad. I didn't go through, like, an emo stage.
I just
went through, like, a literal, like, wallflower type stage. But then I got over it in time. Because, I mean, with me, I did not like to be around people. I was, like, even though if you guys know me now, I am a very sociable person now. Back then, I was very antisocial. Like, I could not talk to people. And the thing is like, when I got homeschooled, though, I was be able to, like, kind of, like, focus on what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, how All Ages Geek kind of came to be. Like, if I wasn't homeschooled, I wouldn't be doing this. So, like, the thing is, like, even with education, some people have to realize that some kids can't be around, like, social butterflies or deal with that. Some kids just want to focus on their studies and focus on what they want to do. And a lot of the times, like, back then, homeschooled was shunned. Like, people were like, you're gonna end up stupid, you're gonna be a piece of shit, yum, yum, yum. And look at it now! Everybody's gonna be homeschooled.
I feel like I was more stupid in high school, honestly.
No, don't say that.
You're not
don't
stupid.
Say that.
No, well, in the aspect of, like, because, believe me, when I say I went through my rebellious phase in high school, oh, man, I was like a kid, I was like, fuck the system. Like, this school system, bullshit. It's like nonsense. It makes no sense. Common Core is dumb.
If you saw someone, because I didn't really go through like a rebellious stage. I was more like emo in the corner, like, oh, life. Oh my god. But if you saw someone who was clearly going for like the rebellious stage, what would, like, one thing you would say to them, like, that you kind of wish you heard that would have changed your perspective on the world?
Don't be like me!
No.
I know.
No, you don't want to fight with negatives.
I don't know. I think I was the only person in my school that really, really, really hated, like, school in the aspect of we're learning shit that doesn't even matter.
Right.
Like, I've flunked so many classes because, and keep in mind, I graduated on time. Because why? Summer school.
Yeah.
And I should mention this. I went to summer school from fifth grade all the way till my junior year.
It's so okay.
7 straight years of summer school because I just started hating school.
Yeah.
To that point, but I never really met anyone else rebellious in my school. But I guess if I actually met someone else who was rebellious, I'm probably sure they would say, you know, don't worry, you know, you'll get over it. And I never did.
Okay.
I think I answered that question correctly.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's your answer.
I like to say, like I say sometimes, if an anime character or somebody's having some kind of problem, it's like, you never truly, if someone says get over it, it's not really like getting over it, you kind of overcome it. So it's like, yeah. Even with you, like, you can't really get over something, it's more, you're overcoming it because you're getting stronger.
Yeah.
So, like, with you, it's like all the problems that you may have gotten, it's like you're persevering to become a better person because of those problems.
Also, I feel like you wouldn't understand the things that you do now if you didn't go through that, if that makes sense. Because kind of like...
It built you up.
Yeah. It kind of made you who you are now.
And it's weird looking back at it now because I realize throughout high school, like, even though, like, I eventually, like, mellowed out and I started becoming, like, the quasi-stoner of the school because here's the thing also in this, where I live, everyone smokes weed.
Right.
That's not even a secret. It's the Bronx and New York City. A lot of people smoke weed here. The laws of marijuana are a little confusing, but I mean, they've always been confusing in New York, especially now where it's still confusing. They need to figure that out, New York State. Please, let's figure it out. I was always that kid that always seemed like a stoner, but I never smoked. I didn't smoke until I graduated from high school.
Right.
I'd say like around 2 years ago in September. Yeah, I first smoked, and even then, like, you know, I always hung out with the stoners and I hung out with like the hotheads. But you know, one of the things that, like, looking back at high school is that, like, I sucked at handling relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you mean do you need friendships or like relationships?
It was a mix of both. Like, there were some friendships that I was like good at, but then there were some where it was just like I did not know how to express myself.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to control my emotions.
Right.
Like, I did have a lot of female friends in high school, but there were one or two where I had a lot of like emotional, like, I had a hard time controlling my emotions at times, and like from being petty to being a dick to being, you know,
I can relate
to being very clingy. It was like it was always like back and forth, especially with one friend who, looking back at it, I can't blame her for saying what she said about me, that I ultimately said, you know what, I don't want to be your friend anymore. That was like the first time where I realized that toxicity can really destroy you from the inside out. I'll admit, I was toxic too. And, you know, if this person's hearing it, you know, I'll admit my wrongs. You know, I said some things that were dumb. I have been a shit person at times. And, you know, I know she was a bit of a shitty person, but, you know, looking back at it, it's like, I'm kind of glad that I have to, like, that I went through that experience, because then I ended up learning from it. I'm learning to be a better person. But in the fallout of it, it actually, because this fallout between me and her happened in like November of like our senior year. And unfortunately, I realized how important of a person she was, because I ended up going through a downward spiral that led to me basically shaving my head. Because I should also mention another thing, I went through my rebellious phase. It started when I was in JROTC because I was tired of cutting my hair, shaving my face. I didn't like being told what to do, and then eventually I just started growing my hair out. And
long, beautiful deal hair.
If you saw a picture of me in November, like, my hair was long, then I shaved it all off in February. Like, I had a mental breakdown one day, and I just
so is the hair.
I want to shave my head.
Like, with my hair, same thing. Like, even when Tat left for Japan, I dyed it 5 million different colors.
She missed me, and she couldn't admit it.
Like, and this was this year!
Because I think with hair, you kind of associate your hair with what, because you can't change your eyes unless you get contacts. You could shave your eyebrows off, but that's not a big change. Your hair is like the most prominent thing that you first see when you wake up. So I feel like that's why it's always the hair that you go for.
Yeah.
Because like when I shaved my head, nobody expected it, and I never told anybody why I shaved my head. Like my lie was I felt like it was time for change. When in reality, I went through a mental breakdown and I never told anybody. The thing I struggle with is that I keep a lot of demons inside, and I never exercise them or I never explain my problems to anybody, because there's the social stigma that unfortunately has been plaguing me for a long time, is that men can't be sensitive.
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
Fuck that.
No, cry, Dio. You can cry right now if you want.
unfortunately, I've been kind of hard into the point where it's kind of hard for me to cry.
Yeah. That's understandable.
You gotta let it out though. Like you can't keep that in. Like.
And there were times in high school where I, but. The friend I talked about that I was toxic to and she was toxic to me, there were times where I had a full-on breakdown in class and I would just walk out, she would come after me and I would just break down in tears. I don't know what's going on inside of me. There were times where I had like full-on breakdowns in the middle of class and I just walked out because I had no idea what was going on in my head. And that time when I shaved my head, everyone that knew me was just like, what the hell did you do? A lot of people did not like that I cut my hair. Because I had a lot of female friends, they were the most shocked. They were like, I can't believe you did this. And actually, one friend actually cried. Aww. They couldn't believe that I went that far. And then I was just like, I did something that I thought was good for myself to get out of this breakdown, only to actually hurt more people. And I'm just like, well, shit.
Yeah,
and I just said, you know what? I'm never cutting my hair again. The only time I'll cut it is just to, you know, trim the edges or maybe cut off like a quarter of hair, and that's it.
You know what? What triggered it?
Having long hair.
What triggered it? I mean, when you cut your, like, shave the head off. The head off. The hair off.
Shave the head off.
It's shave his head.
Honestly, losing my friend. Like, when we split, it was just a downward spiral. Yeah. And I think the downward spiral is still going, like, if I'm being honest, because one of the biggest things was weight gain. My weight ballooned after that. Like, I would think I was 206 pounds in around that time. And afterwards, like, I just went through depressional eating. It was just, it was just consistent. I was eating and eating and eating. And I wasn't, even though I was, you know, very active in my gym class, which I played volleyball, like, very frequently, it unfortunately didn't help. I just started, my weight was just gaining and gaining, and it got to the point where right now, I'm 260 pounds. Like, this is like basically a two-year, or almost three-year struggle of lingering depression, like, spells that have just, like, been going on, because I'm just like, man, I fucked up so bad.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're like addressing it now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like back then, you probably wouldn't be able to admit to yourself that, hey, there's something wrong, but now you're like, okay, there's something wrong, what can I do to change this? Which is like the first step.
And also, I should mention this, in my class, because I was friends with everyone in my fourth period class, or I think it was my third or fourth period class. When was economics and government? If I had my old schedule, I remember. But I remember because I had a 2 through 8. So this was my fourth grade class. I was friends with everybody though. Everybody knew each other. Everyone were like joking around each other. I was always the hyper kid. Like even though when she and I split, she would get mad at my happiness and you know, which was annoying to me. But you know, I was like, well, if it annoys her, I guess I'm doing something good because I'm being happy, legitimately, even though I'm kind of hiding it behind a mask.
No, hold on.
I'll address later on.
Yeah, let me say this though. With what seeing from like looking in from what Tat went through, with people she was surrounding herself with, like she was surrounded by a lot of toxic people, that affected her personality so much.
Yeah, huge.
Like since COVID, she's become more confident. She's doing more things for herself. She's cutting people out of her life. She's blocking bitches on Twitter. That caused many problems. I'm not gonna say who. But the thing is, it's good that you're realizing that people were toxic in your life. But you can't blame yourself that, oh, like, I may have done bad things. Like, yeah, you may have done bad things, but at the same time, you're cutting people out of your life to make a better version of yourself.
One thing I want to say, one thing is, even if someone is mean to you, there's probably something going on in their head that they don't realize that they're coming across as, like, an asshole. Like, not to say, like, that way, but, like, when I was in high school, I was a very angry person. Like, I would yell at, like, something now that I would be like, oh, that's not a big deal. Back then, I was like, if something didn't go my way, I would be like, this is wrong. We shouldn't be doing this kind of person. And I didn't realize that because I was going through my own thing back then because, like, you know, our grandparents died and your girl went through depression. And then 2017, some bad shit happened to me and then I got worse. But I didn't realize what I was doing was affecting other people because I was in my own head from whatever was going on. And I didn't realize, hey, you're kind of being a bitch to all of your friends or to, like, your family. And, like, I didn't realize that because, like, you don't really know, hey, I'm sad. Me being sad is kind of hurting the people around me.
What you did, and what you did that affected me was you kept everything to yourself.
Yeah.
But when I would be like, "What the fuck's wrong? What's going on?" You wouldn't tell me, and I thought, "Oh, she doesn't fucking trust me."
Exactly.
Like, Dio,
something happened to me in 2017, and I didn't tell Katya until I was out of the country.
Yeah.
Literally, which was this year. So that took me 3 years to, like, say, hey, you know why I was the way I was, like, for, like, 5 years? Well, this is why. And she was like, oh, that makes sense now. Why didn't you tell me? But the thing is, it's one thing that I do, like, religiously now is if someone is mean to me, I'm not going to just, like, push them away, but try to understand, like, okay, maybe I'm doing something, like, maybe I'm wearing a shirt that like triggers them. I don't know, maybe there's like a color that they don't like, not to like simplify it, but genuinely you don't know what can affect someone. Like the color yellow can really like,
I got one, if you're wearing a shirt that says I fucking hate Twilight,
something exactly,
like, get out of my fucking life.
not to make a joke out of it, but like it's like you never know. You really never know what's going on someone's mind. And like, yeah, it's okay to cut away from the people who hurt you, but at the same time it's like they probably did it for themselves, not because you did,
like,
something to them.
That's the coping mechanism.
Right. Yeah. So, like, obviously, you know, I'm not saying, yes, take the people back who were mean to you. Like, take them back and be their friends. No, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. But, like, if someone does something mean to you, it's not a reflection of your character. It's a reflection on what's going on in their head.
And you also have every right to cut people out.
Absolutely. Please. Right. Since I'm cutting people out, I feel so much better.
But also, honestly, I do wish she and I could reconcile because we both were actually going through a lot of shit in high school. She unfortunately had... this is a weird thing to talk about, but she had an abusive father, and I was just, like, going through my phase of just like I was just trying to like basically go against everything that in school, like everything about like the school system. So it was like I was going through that rebellious phase and she was going through trying to avoid a lot of the problems.
Right.
So it was like we were both, even though we were both like really good friends at times, when we clashed it was ugly. Like it got really ugly, pettiness, ignoring each other, negligence. It got pretty ugly at times, and even to the point where, you know, guilt tripping was a problem. Both of us.
Would you consider her like a sibling, kind of?
I always called her like my little sister.
Actually, my
big sister. I was, because she was older than me by like a few months.
Yeah.
But I always considered her like my big sister in a lot of ways. But it sucked that like it ended the way it did because it was like, man, I ended it because of petty shit.
Yeah.
Look. My thing is, I had this one friend. Well, I don't consider her a friend anymore. But we kind of became friends because we were both depressed. And when you're depressed, you attract misery. And, like, all we would do was just talk about sad things and, like, you know, we wouldn't ever do anything that was like benefiting either of us, because we were both going through our own things, and we would just hang out with each other because we were just both sad, and like we couldn't deal with other people, so we would just hang out with each other. But the thing is, once we both got better, we both kind of realized, no, we're not good friends, because she wasn't really a good person to me, and I didn't realize that back then. We kind of kept each other around because we needed someone to be like, hey, this person is also miserable. Let's keep this person around so we don't feel like the only person on the world. Now, I'm not saying that's your case, but if you're meant to be friends with this person, either you reach out and say, hey, I'm sorry for X, Y, and Z. Let's talk about it if you, like, want me in your life. But, like, you'll start to realize when you start feeling better, and, like, that person in your life who was there all the time when you were miserable, and they're not there anymore, you kind of realize they're not really your friend. They were kind of just there because, not that you understood, but it was, like, a way for them to feel better. Because they also saw you were in a downward spiral, like you put it. And it made them feel like, hey, I'm not the only person. Yeah. Let me keep this person around because it makes me feel like, oh, maybe I am okay. Or maybe I can get better because I'm not the only one struggling. But then once you get better and that person doesn't reach out and they just only talk to you when they need something, it's not worth to keep that person around.
Nope, because if they don't support your happiness, it's 50-50. If somebody's not going to support you and you're supporting them, it can't be like, hey, I'm going to give 100% of my time to you.
Please.
It's got to be fucking 50-50. That was another problem Tat was
having.
She would not take care of herself. She would not go for things she wanted. She would drop it for stupid people that I would be like, please, why the fuck do you have these idiots in your life?
It was bad.
Like, it's like, you got to realize that you got to, it's 50-50. If they don't give at least 50% of their time to you,
it's not worth
the effort for you or reach out to you, then fuck those people, you're out, and you're gonna find a better crowd to hang out with.
Like, what I like to do now, just because I have fallen many times into that sphere of, I am being used. You have to sit down with yourself and be like, hey, listen, is this person ever reaching out, or is it just you reaching out? Is this person ever, like, listening to you when, like, you had a bad day and you just want to vent? And, like, if you text them, hey, I'm sad, and they're just like, okay, you'll be fine. Like, no, it's not worth it, because, like, I'm the type of person, if someone comes to me and they're like, Dio, you know this. I've talked to you before. You've asked me for advice. I'm the type of person who's like, I will give you lengthy paragraphs. I'll call you if you need me. If you need me at 3 o'clock in the morning and we live by each other, I'll be at your house with ice cream and hugs and whatever the hell you need. Like, that's just me. I'm not saying everyone has to be that way. But, like, if you have a friend who's like, you're texting, hey, I'm sad, and they're just like, okay, you're fine, lol, did you see this, blah blah blah, and they just disregard your problems, it is not worth it. It's not.
I won't bring the ice cream, but I'll bring my bat.
Katja can't have milk products, so it has to be
vegan.
can you at least give me like a jar of Nutella for me to
get? Yeah.
Oh, I love Nutella.
Yeah, we'll throw that in, maybe some marshmallows to throw at your head. Do the chubby bunny challenge, and you can film it.
Oh my god.
Actually, would be a good video idea.
Yeah.
Actually, another thing about high school, this is actually something personal. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm also pansexual, so I should probably talk about that journey, because that was a major part of my teen years. You know, when I was in middle school, you know, you don't know anything about sexuality most of the times, but it was really in high school where you kind of start going through that, like, experimental phase as well. Now, you're going through multiple phases, but one of the main ones is that experimental phase of, like, what is it that you like in people, and, like, if you like that in a romantic way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it came to the point where I was questioning my sexuality, I'd say I think I was 16.
Okay, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
When that moment came, that was the point where my insecurities went out of control.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what? Because even though I loved having long hair, the biggest insecurity was, oh, hey, he's gay. And it's like, no, I'm not. I don't even know what I am right now.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
In high school, I always said, no, I'm straight. But then it's like, and secretly, I'm just like, I don't know what I am.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going through. What's going through my brain? What is my thing doing? I'm trying to keep it a little PG on that.
You don't have to go PG.
We could have a warning.
You have a warning. You can get real as you want, buddy.
We kind of already need a warning for all the cursing. Yeah, it was like, I was just like, I didn't know, because I also ended up having a, I don't know if she'll watch this podcast either, but I still have her as a friend. It's my trans friend, and she's always in Paris, and we
nice.
on Twitter, because Twitter.
Because Twitter.
But she was the same age as me. She does, you know, NSFW content on her spare time. But the weird thing is that, like, that was, even though she does, like, you know, the NSFW content, which obviously is, you know, lewd stuff, you know, somehow, even through all that stuff, we became actual friends. And I'm just like, how did I become friends with someone who posts her nudes on Twitter? And I never understood it, but I was just like, you know what? She's a cool person either way. And she was the first trans friend I ever had in my life. I've had friends who were bisexual, who were lesbians, who were gay, but never trans. And that kind of was like the spark that lit the flame to make me go, what is it that I like? And you know, ever since then, I didn't know anything. And because now we're going to go into the post-high school years. After I graduated, I joined a band. I don't know if I can't say too much about it because reasons. But I joined this band. It's on, either way, it's on my Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
Maybe search it up if they want. But I used to be in this band, and I still was going through that I don't know what my sexuality is phase. And before I got, well, on the night of my final show that I did, which I did at Arlene's Grocery on January 19th, I believe.
So it's like close to your birthday too.
Yeah, so it was, I believe it was in, it was basically mid to late January. This was like about 2 weeks before I started college. And college was actually on my birthday, so that was a weird day. yeah, that night, like, it was a really, it was a great show.
Yeah.
Because it was our most major show.
Yeah.
But it was also my last show because I got fired, but that's besides the point. That's also since I was 19 when I got fired. That's a good story to talk about how to deal with that in case anybody's a teenager and they're in bands, are in bands. When I didn't come out to the singer of the band,
You wrote an article, one of your first articles. I remember reading it.
Yeah, it was the second article that I wrote. For context, I basically, you know, came out to the guitarist about it. Like, but I said I was bisexual, but really I wasn't, because I still didn't know.
Yeah.
But he, you know, rest assured, he understood, because it's like, he said it best. It's 2019. Who gives a shit? That's true.
Yep.
Honestly, he's not wrong. But so long, it was like, having to be called the derogatory homophobic slur. Your years, man, looking back at it, it's like, Jesus Christ, I hated being called that, because, you know, it used to trigger me a lot. And ironically, I guess I found out why way later on. But then, you know, when it was like 2019, when it was late 2019, after I got fired because I didn't want to be like my singer, who needs a little bit of rehabilitation himself, to be totally honest. But it was late in 2019 where, you know, that's when I realized that I was pansexual, but I never really came out with it.
Yeah.
And especially since, you know, I ended up dating my now ex-girlfriend who was trans as well. You know, I didn't fully come out until Pride Month this year, like publicly.
Wait, not to cut you off, but for people listening to this who don't know what pansexual is, can you tell everyone what it is?
If to summarize, essentially, you love somebody because of their personality, not because of their gender or what's in between their legs. Like that's like the generalized summarization. Like, you love someone because of their personality, not because of what's in between their legs, what's on their chest, or what gender they identify as. Like, someone could sexually identify as a toaster, you're not going to love them.
Aww, that's sweet to you.
Yeah, so, even, like, but yeah, like, I didn't publicly come out until, you know, Pride Month. It does suck, though, that I did break up with my ex.
Yeah.
But, luckily, I actually was going to talk about this on the last page on day, but she and I actually got back into contact last week, really a few days ago, and you know she was understanding why I decided to break it off because she was going through stuff herself, and you know I was going through stuff too because the pandemic. I basically quit my job in January. I think it was like 2 weeks before Fanfare NYC.
Where we met.
So also I should mention this is the first time the three of us have been together in any sort of fashion since Fanfare.
That's so true.
So it's been 6.5 months.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was already going through a rough year like this year. Like I quit my job in January because, you could stay home for the week. I get called on my birthday. Why were you not at work?
Yeah.
I got told that I could stay home for the week. And then problem with higher up. And then I just said, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
And then I was going to go back to Yankee Stadium to work. But then COVID happened.
Yeah.
And then I lost that job.
Mm-hmm.
And then for 3 months, I was unemployed and I went through a mental downward spiral.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We remember.
Yeah.
And my ex, unfortunately, her sister died as soon as the pandemic happened. And she had to go through a break. So now I had no one to, I didn't really have that, you know, emotional support from the other, which was extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still kept my hopes up, but eventually it just went away.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad that she and I, you know, talked finally. You know, we have talked about reconciliation, but, you know, we're going to go through the motions again. We're going to see.
Oh, yeah.
Takes time.
If we get back on track, and if we don't, we'll be fine as friends.
Because
we are mean to each other, but in the obviously joking, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend way. And, you know, she supports me and, you know, my journey and what I want to do, and I support her in her journey, especially, you know, wanting to go through transition from male to female. So you know, it's nice that, you know, she's back and that she's okay mentally, but man, it sucked for those basically almost, you know, over 4 or 5 months where she wasn't there, and like I, you know,
you know, when you're away from somebody, you realize how much you miss them.
Say it, Katya. Say you missed me.
No, it's like, because when Tao was in Japan, I was like, I miss my sister. It was okay. So I was so insane that like every night I would play the Switch, and I would play Breath of the Wild, and I would just make Link walk around the fields. For no fucking reason.
Because I used to play it earlier.
Like, what am I doing in the middle of the night? It's fucking 1 a.m. Because, you know, I'm like a workaholic, so I don't like play games or anything during the day. I do those things at night. So it's like 1 a.m. and I'm fucking playing Breath of the Wild, Zelda, Breath of the Wild, in the middle of the like freaking morning, like making him walk around. And then I wake up and I'm just like...
Hey, it's me, Rohil, blessing your podcast listening experience with, that's right, an ad. For my brand new show here at All Ages of Geek, Indie Game Feels, we're going to be talking about feelings and checking out some of the most cursed and lewd independent games. And also talking to the people who make them. Keep an eye out and make sure you're following All Ages of Geek on all our socials. And now back to whatever the hell it was you were doing. Thank you.
Tie back to what I said before, Dio. You just said, which I thought was interesting, because before, remember I was saying, like, if you have someone in your life and you guys are only, like, with each other because you're both going through something, and when you heal, that person doesn't reach out. But you just said that you and you guys reached out, and you're taking the time to like understand where you both were coming from, which is let alone it's incredible, because like now you know that this person actually genuinely cared and she wasn't they weren't keeping you around just because
doki doki.
And I understood doki doki. What she was going through, like when she was away from the internet, like I understood why, because like it happened in March. It wasn't until May where she went like radio silent.
Yeah,
that's where it was like really like
hard for you. Yeah,
and then I understood where she was coming from, and she understood where I was coming from. So when when she and I had the moment, which it wasn't private, it was in our public, in our Discord. It would be technically my Discord server, but
yeah,
you know, it publicly, you know, even though she and we pretty much said that we're not together, like in that conversation, like she understood what I was going through, and I understood what she was going through, and the fact that, you know, we're both willing to, you know, see if we can go back through those motions again. You know, it's like this
very
is
mature. It's very mature.
In my life for so damn long.
Right? It kind of just proves that you guys are like, you genuinely care about each other, even if it's not like a relationship-wise, like right now. At least you know that this person like kind of like will take the time to understand your point, and you'll take the time to understand her point. That's a good thing.
I noticed the way you're talking too. It's very mature how you're approaching it. You're not like screaming at each other. You're not like starting petty fights or anything. You're actually taking the time to be very mature adults about this.
I mean, the only arguments we have about is like what metal band is the best metal band.
I love that.
The first band she says, Avenged Sevenfold. Why? Because she lives in Huntington Beach and she knows all the band members. And I'm like, fuck you, and you're flexing.
She goes, fuck you, you're flexing.
Like, cool, you know the whole band, and meanwhile, I'm over here like, fuck you, I only know indie bands.
I only know indie bands, from New York.
Local bands.
Exactly.
I struggled with anxiety for so long.
Yeah.
Too, like, because I actually went to a therapist to get diagnosed with something, because all throughout high school, I knew that I had a few screws loose in my brain.
Right.
I still know I do. I have no idea if I worded it right. I still know that I do have a few screws loose to this day.
Right.
But I remember, like, one of the things that I was kind of, like, pre-diagnosed with was generalized anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
And social anxiety disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pre-diagnosis. It wasn't never fully admitted.
What kind of therapist did you go to? Not to, like, pry, but do you know what kind of therapist?
I went to those therapists where it's free to go to if you're under 18.
You should go to, if you're still trying to find it, it's called cognitive behavioral therapy. It's the best kind to go to for like generalized anxiety, because they can kind of like talk you through it.
And also because, like, another thing, because why I went to a therapy in high school, or I wanted to see a therapist, was because even though like I had a social worker in high school, they can't diagnose you with anything. One of the things I always complained about to my mom was that I always had this concern that I still have to this day on if I have ADHD or not, which was a big concern that I had. I still do have since I was like in middle school, because I always had a hard time getting to class, which could attribute to my rebellious phase. But, you know, I never could pay attention to class. I always got lost. I always slept in class. I always just could not focus.
Right.
And I always thought that maybe I have ADHD because I just can't seem to focus in any form or fashion, no matter how hard I try. So that's why I went to a therapist. But, like, even though, because, like, my therapist, she said that I have the symptoms, but for now, I'm under the spectrum. But
It's extremely hard to diagnose.
Yeah. For pre-diagnosis, it was like, you might have it, but it's not fully confirmed. But she said that but other than that, the only thing that she was sort of solid on was generalized and socialized anxiety disorder.
Yeah. I feel like you should try. If you're trying to, like, figure out if you definitely have it, it's CBT therapy. Cognitive behavioral. If you can't remember that, just type in CBT on the internet. And then therapists, and near me, there'll be like a list of them in New York City that you could probably find.
Oh yeah, New York probably has all. Is New York good with mental health?
Yes.
Jersey's.
I mean, we are much better. I mean, obviously, there's a huge stigma on mental health, especially for men. But we are much better than other states. There are people that I've met from like Texas and other states. They're just like, you can't even talk about it.
Oof.
Because people are like, what do you mean? Like, spit on it and put a Band-Aid on it and you'll be fine. No.
Yeah, it's just, I don't want to get a little too, well, it's a mental health podcast, might as well. I hate it when people say, this is another stigma as a man that I unfortunately deal with, is that there's this weird stigma that exists that, oh, men can't be abused by women, and it's like,
oh shit,
I can
listen. As a woman, we know women that can go crazy. As a woman, you could see how women can affect men.
Yeah.
It's like, it's both ways, and that's gotta fucking stop.
Not to get dark, but I used to volunteer at, it's for like domestic violence.
Yeah.
It's called YWCA, the place that I used to volunteer at, and it's essentially for like people who get like sexually assaulted or anything in that like abusive spectrum would come to us, and then we would give them resources that they could like reach out to like lawyers and like therapists and all that stuff. It was just kind of like a resource place for them to go, especially because like that's such a hard thing, because like obviously you don't want the person that's abusing you to know you're going to get help. So it's like there's a confidential location that only they find out, and then we would give them the resources. Men showed up. It wasn't just women.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just women. So, like, someone who's worked in the field, who knows that, like, you know, this abusive behaviors can happen towards men, even from, like, another man to a man or a woman to a man. Like, it happens. The thing is, the reason why that people don't talk about it is because this huge stigma. A lot of men will not admit, I am being abused and I need help, because the stigma that society put on it.
The stigma is, oh, you're a man,
grow up, defend yourself. No, that's not how that works.
And unfortunately, that's a problem that I have been trying to overcome, but it's already bad enough that we're opening up this can of worms, and probably Twitter is going to lose their shit if they hear this.
Oh no.
Twitter. Hi, Twitter.
But to them, I say, I don't give a shit what you think.
Yeah. No, but it's good that you're saying, hey, you know, maybe I need help.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going through all this, because then people listening to this, or even like people in your personal life who know you and you talk to this stuff about, they're like, hey, he's a guy and he's talking about this. I'm a guy too. Maybe I could talk about it too. Just because like Dio's talking about it. Maybe it's not that weak because I see someone else doing it.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah. It's like really hard to admit a lot of, like, cause again, the social stigma of being a male, it shows on me. But you know, I try to be more expressive to some people. And another, this is probably going to be a very long podcast. There's also another problem.
I know, it's been an hour.
If you're looking for watch-alongs of all your favorite shows, head over to our Patreon. Free accounts get reactions and interactive content. The premium tier unlocks early access to all our latest stuff and a fun Discord community. You can even keep up with Kat and the gang as we dive into video games. Be sure to sign up for free on allagesofgeek.com and make your own account. So come on and geek out with us. It won't be the same without you.
I tend to keep in my emotions because of the whole men can't be sensitive, which is something I tend to deal with. It's a reason why, like, it's time to address this. The reason why I'm so monotone whenever it's Patreon day is because I tend to not show a lot of emotion because of the whole stigma. And I do show emotion sometimes whenever I feel loose and I feel like I'm in the mood. But whenever I'm like not in the mood, or like I just don't feel like showing emotion, like I just go full on like kind of robot behind the counter mode.
Yeah, but you gotta realize something too. It's like, in with All Ages of Geek, just be yourself. I mean, if anyone says men can't be sensitive or this and that, it's like we'd kick them right out, because it's like, you know, we're very open-minded people, and especially when it comes to making people feel welcome, it's like with you in general, if you want to be sensitive, you go right ahead.
And it's totally okay to like take days for yourself. If you feel like you have to be alone, be alone. It's fine.
Air horns never cease to.
And air horns.
They go where I go.
Air horns are the symbol of this is the end of the podcast. So to wrap up, what did we talk about today, guys? What are the advice that we gave people today?
Being a teenager is rough, but you know, as time goes on, you know, I don't want to say you'll get over it. You'll eventually grow take some time, but you know, when you're a teenager, just know that when you look back at being a teenager, you'll know that there were great moments. I'll admit, I always consider high school as the greatest 3 years of my life that I wish I could relive again, even though there were some bad moments. But you know, there are some people will have different experiences, but you know, being a teenager is hard, but when you get older, you'll know that you'll remember what your mistakes were and you'll improve on those when you get older.
Yes. Thank you, Dia. So Dia, where can everyone find you online?
Literally LightWarrior13 on practically everything. Twitter, YouTube, even though I quit YouTube in my content. Twitch, Instagram, find me as LightWarrior13 on literally everything, including Reddit, maybe even, I don't have a 4chan, I don't think about it. Yeah. Literally on anything, LightWarrior13, yeah. You can find me, I'm a piece of fine.
And you can read Dio's articles at AllAgesAsGeek.com.
Oh yeah, and if you like this content, tell you, this is your podcast, so you can do the plug of everything else for All Ages of Geek.
So if you would like to be on this podcast, you could find All Ages of Geek at
allagesgeek.com, patreon.com/allagesgeek if you want to support this geeky cause, youtube.com/allagesgeektv, and you can find our social links on our website if you want to follow us everywhere else, because there's a lot of places.
It's a fun time. It's a
and
fun time.
If this goes on Spotify, then Spotify.com.
Hell yeah.
Is it 4/AllAgesGeek?
Yeah, I think it's All Ages Geek Podcast. I mean,
I don't remember.
Because our podcast, Spotify's weird because it connects to Podbean, but it distributes to Spotify, AllAgesGeek.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and we're going to try to get in other podcast networks too.
Yes. So to summarize, be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
Talk about your problems.
Yeah.
And make sure the people in your life are nice to you and you're not keeping dirty ones in your life. Because you don't want to end up having people put you down. Until next time, my friends. Goodbye. Say goodbye, Dio and Katja.
Peace
Bye.
Out!
Bye!
Hey, geeks. Jack here, aka British Mumsy, moderator of All Ages of Geek. I only have a few seconds, so let me just tell you what you're missing out on for not being a Patreon of this crazy community. We got weekly, hilarious events, tons of discussions, early access to your favorite watch-alongs, also bring your air horns, you'll need them. Trust me. For what? Well, you're gonna have to become a Patreon to find out.